Washington County Little League All-Stars is on the air. Today's game in minor baseball, Washington County versus Belleville, is made possible by Woods & Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batters Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Bluebell Creamery, Odie Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Trowmasters Clearing and Mulching, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BBR Materials, Flynn College, Coaches Insurance, Tillman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, Road Chevrolet GMC Buick, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, EDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Milski Waterwell Services, La Morella's Meat Market, Miller Electric, Pat's Cleaning, Thrivent Financial, Kendra Tile, and Brenham National Bank will go out to the field with your pregame host, Stephen Drain. After these words from our sponsors.
Branded Graphics is proud to cheer on the Little League All-Stars. From the first pitch to the final out, they know these athletes are giving it their all and representing their community with pride. At Branded Graphics, they help teams show up in style with custom t-shirts, banners, signs, decals, and spirit gear made to celebrate every big moment. To all the players, coaches, and families, congratulations on an incredible season and good luck, All-Stars. Branded Graphics, your local partner from custom print, signage, and team spirit. Learn more at brand8graphics.com.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Diamond and Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Diamond and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Diamond and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
And welcome out, everyone. Stephen Drain joining you here from Burton, Texas. Had a little change of venue tonight as we've moved from Linda Anderson Park for tonight's game. We'll be out in Burton on Gibson Field. A little bit too much rain over in Brenham tonight, so we'll have minor league boys baseball action for you tonight, Washington County versus Belleville. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in at Guadalajara Restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. If you're having faulty wiring issues or plumbing problems that are damaging your home, don't wait around for them to get worse. Call Miller Electric and Plumbing for a professional safety inspection today. From electrical upgrades to plumbing repairs, Miller ensures your home is safe, efficient, and up to code. Protect your family and your investment. Visit MOELLERTX.com. That's Miller Electric and Plumbing, where experience meets reliability. Miller Electric and Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars.
Attention baseball and softball fans, Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Enhance your property this summer with steel and steel products from DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham and Bastrop. Nothing looks better or holds up better than steel when you're building a workshop, a pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, or putting on a steel roof. DDM carries an extensive inventory including angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, welding supplies, and metal building components. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, DDM has what you need. See their online catalog at ddmpipeandseal.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
And welcome back as we're on the pregame show here, getting set for some minor league baseball action coming to you from Gibson Field here in Bergen, Texas. Going to be Washington County taking on Belleville tonight. Give you a little breakdown of how the brackets are going over here in the minor boys division. So Washington County will be in the winner's bracket against Belleville. They beat Smithville 23-0 in their previous game to advance to this game tonight. Belleville defeated Hempstead 8-0. So up in the upper part of the bracket, Columbus will be playing Weimer tonight back on the other field. Our game previously here was Hempstead versus Smithville. We ran a little long in that game. That game finally finished up. Hempstead wins that one 23-3 over Smithville, so they'll advance to a game that'll be played on tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Scheduled for Dahlmeyer Field over in Brenham. The winner of this game is scheduled to play on Monday. If Washington County loses, they'll be in the loser's bracket game. Looks like they're going to be on Dahlmeyer Field. That would be a tomorrow game if they were to lose tonight. So loser of this game goes down to loser's bracket. Winner keeps advancing up in the winner's bracket. They'll play the winner of the Weimer-Columbus game. That'll be going on behind us on the lower field out here in Burton tonight. Like I said, had a little change of venue. This game scheduled for Linda Anderson. Got a little rain shower came through earlier this afternoon, and Brenham kind of rained them out. So it's nice to have the turf fields out here in Burton where everybody can get their games in. No games tonight as the 11-year-old tournament finished up out here last night as Washington County took that district championship in the 11-year-old division. So they'll advance on to the sectional round. Also on tap for tonight, 12-year-old softball is major softball's over in Giddings. So I'll see if I can get you some updated scores on that game as we go through this one. They're scheduled for an 8 o'clock start over in Giddings. Kind of gives a little roundup of what's still going on here Little League-wise. So one team already for Washington County's advanced to sectionals. Looking for a couple more as the major boys are over in Belleville in their tournament. Unfortunately, the softball minor girls got eliminated the other night. So we got a couple teams still left, and we'll be back with more of our pregame after a word from our sponsors.
In a world where leaks and clogs turn into bigger problems, call a plumbing company you can trust. A1 Quality Plumbing has been serving Washington County and the surrounding areas for over 30 years with same-day service, free inspections, and reliable estimates. Residential, commercial, and emergencies, A1 Quality does it all. From repairs to remodeling and even new construction, call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877 or visit a1qualityplumbers.com. A1 Quality Plumbing, family-owned, operated, and ready to help.
License number 45380.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And welcome back to Burton as we get set for minor league baseball action coming at you tonight. Washington County versus Belleville. Both teams out on the field. Getting a little warm-up tosses in here. Getting ready to get started here in just a little bit. Nice night for baseball out here. Nice cool night. Rain showers kind of cooled everything off. A little bit of overcast weather. And it's going to be a really good night for a game here. I look for a interesting matchups between Washington County and Belleville. Going back to when I had kids playing Little League, always some kind of heated contest. You want to go back even further, even when I was in Little League, which has been many, many, many moons ago. But it's always nice seeing kids still participating in baseball. And, of course, everybody knows baseball is pretty popular sport here in Brenham and Washington County. You got a good thing going out here in Burton now as they won the state championship in high school baseball. So lots of kids going to be moving up when they get older, hopefully playing some high school ball. Maybe you'll hear some of the names we call out tonight. You might hear them later on in their careers as they end up on the high school level. So getting all set for some action out here, and we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Manuel's Mexican Restaurant Taqueria makes every meal a fiesta. Manuel's serves breakfast on Saturday and Sundays. For lunch and dinner, enjoy your favorite Mexican entrees, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, plus great drinks like margaritas, beeritas, micheladas, sangriaritas, Mexican imported beer, and end on a sweet note with a tempting dessert like sopapillas. Manuel's is open for carryout Tuesday through Thursday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and Sunday till 3. Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, 409 West Main in Brenham.
And welcome back. We're back here in Burton, Texas tonight, getting ready for some minor league baseball action going at you here. Let's go over the starting lineup here for Washington County real quick. Leading off is going to be Preston Hody, and he'll be over at shortstop for Washington County tonight. Batting second will be Reese Habisher. He'll be over at second base. Batting third will be Case Kinesic. He'll be over at third base. On the mound tonight for Washington County will be Holden Hale. Batting fifth, doing the catching, will be Graham Wilkie. Batting sixth will be Cam Seeley. He'll be out in left field. Batting seventh is Tanner Schrader. Batting eighth is Grady Curtis. He'll be over in right field. Batting ninth is Django Moffitt. Batting 10th will be Brady Wallace. Batting 11th will be Case Andershack, and he'll be over at first base. And ending, rounding out the lineup for Washington County will be number 12, Bo Mangum. He'll be over in center field tonight. So that's the Washington County lineup. We'll go over Belleville real quick. So leading off for Belleville will be Brooks Dornan. Batting second will be Major Cole. Batting third will be Steven Turner. Batting fourth will be Tayton Besselman. Batting fifth will be William Ludeker. Batting sixth, Hayes Leakey. Batting seventh, Vincent Carias. Batting eighth, Pacon Parrott. Batting ninth, Anthony Imwall. Batting tenth will be Gavin Litke. Batting 11th will be Crew Smith. And rounding out the lineup for Belleville tonight will be Lane Ludeker. So starting lineups for both teams there, and umpires are getting set to have the coaches meeting at home plate, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at TillemanHomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
All right, welcome back out here to Burton, Texas, as we're almost set for action out here. Umpires, coaches having their meeting at the plate here. Washington County will be the visiting team tonight. Belleville will be the designated home team. So Washington County will be up to bat first as we get it underway here shortly. Looks like Holden Hale is going to be on the mound for Washington County tonight, so he'll be out there throwing against the Belleville All-Stars as we get set for some minor league baseball action. Not sure if they're going to do any introductions here. This is a couple games deep in the tournament. Don't know if we'll have any player introductions or not, but looks like we're getting set for baseball here shortly as we get everything wound up. Like I said, the earlier game here that we got to see the tail end of kind of ran a little bit long, so we're joining you a little bit later than expected. We're supposed to have an 8 o'clock first pitch, so we're about 15 minutes behind schedule or so. So other than that, we're in good shape out here, and Washington County's getting ready to set the bat. So as we wait for the warm-ups to begin, we'll take 60 seconds from our sponsors and be right back with the start of the game for you.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
You got dirt and grime, too much on your plate, not enough time? Well, call Pat's Cleaning Service. She's a dust desperado and dirt's worst nightmare. Pat and her team will get your home clean and she won't clean you out. Bonded and insured, you can rest assured she'll put together a custom plan to keep your home or office spick and span. Call Pat's Cleaning Service at 979-661-4538 for a free estimate.
And welcome back out here to Burton, Texas, as we're almost ready for some action here. And as we get ready, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challengers. Two, for those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. So we're almost set here for action. On the mound for Belleville tonight is going to be number 11, Stephen Turner, as he'll get the starting pitching job there for Belleville as he warms it up. Catcher throws it down to second base, so we're almost ready for action here. Leading it off for Washington County is going to be Preston Hody. So Hody will step in. Left-handed batter going to face the right-handed pitcher Turner, and we're almost set for first pitch action here for you. Washington County versus Belleville. Umpire puts the ball in play, and we're ready to go. Turner looks in. He's got his sign. And first pitch is on its way. It's going to be just down for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Preston Hody as he leads it off here for Washington County in the top half of the first inning. So 1-0 pitch is on its way to Hody. That's going to be outside for ball two. Takes the count out to two balls and no strikes. Turner back up on the rubber. 2-0 delivery is on its way. That's going to be in there, called strike. Fastball inside corner there. Move the count out to two balls and one strike. So 2-1 pitch from Turner is swung on and missed by Hody for strike two. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. Turner's 2-2 pitch. Going to be inside for ball three. Takes the count out full. So Hody, the leadoff batter here for Washington County. Top half of the first inning. Has a 3-2 count. Turner's 3-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on, hit foul hard down the right field line, out of play. Hody out in front of that just a little bit there. Hits a line drive, hard foul down the right field line. We're all set back. 3-2 pitch on its way from Turner. Swung on and fouled back into the screen. So Hody stays alive with the 3-2 count. So Turner back up on the rubber. His 3-2 delivery is on its way. It's going to be up high for ball four. So Preston Hody with a leadoff walk starts it off for Washington County. He's going to bring up the bat number three, Reese Havisher. Havisher, right-handed batter. He'll step in, get a sign down there from third base. Hody over at first, nobody out. Pitch on his way. Havisher squares around the bunt. He'll pull that back and watch it go by for a ball. One ball, no strike count on Havisher as he steps in. Turner's 1-0 delivery squares around again to bunt. This time takes a strike on the outside corner for strike one. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. So 1-1 count. Pitch is on its way to Havisher. Going to be up high for ball two. Count now, two balls and one strike. Hody over at first, nobody out. Havisher squares around the bunt. It's going to get by the catcher. Hody's on the move, and he'll pull in the second base without a throw. He's going to push the count out on Havisher now to three balls, one strike. Runner over at second base for Washington County. So Turner back up on the rubber. The 3-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be up high for ball four. Havisher gets a walk, and he'll be over at first base. Hody at second base. Nobody out for Washington County. Brings up the bat Case Knezik. Knezik steps in Two runners on, nobody out. First pitch swinging is going to hit it over to the shortstop. Shortstop's going to field it. He'll flip the second for one. No throw back to first. So out at second base is Havisher for out number one. Hody's going to move up to third, and Kinesnik safe on the fielder's choice over at first base. Going to bring up the bat for Washington County, Holden Hale. Hale, a left-handed batter. First pitch on its way, swung on, hit fly ball down the right field line. It's going to fall just into fair territory, and that's going to score Hody from third. Kinesnik takes a turn at second, but he'll go back. So one run on the board for Washington County here on the single out to right field by Holden Hale. Brings up the bat for Washington County, Graham Wilkie. So Wilkie, another left-handed batter. Runners at first and second, one out. Pitch on its way, foul ball over to the Belleville dugout down the third baseline by Wilkie. Get a new ball tossed in there to Turner out there on the mound. So one out, runners first and second base for Washington County. We're just underway in the top half of the first. Washington County early 1-0 lead. That next pitch to Wilkie is going to be up for a ball. Evens the count at one ball and one strike. Turner gets set back on the rubber. 1-1 pitch is on its way to Wilkie. Just going to be down in the dirt. It's going to get by the catcher. That's going to send both runners up a base. So Kinesnik will go over to third. Hale will pull in the second base. A runner second and third now for Washington County. So 2-1 pitch is on its way to Wilkie. That's inside for ball three. So 3-1, one strike count on Wilkie. Three-one pitch is on its way. That's going to be just down for ball four. So Wilkie will draw the walk, and that'll load the bases up for Washington County here in the top of the first. It's going to bring a little visit to the mound for Belleville as they come out and talk to Turner, try and settle him down a little bit here. We'll see if he leaves him in the game. Pitch counts are in play here. As you know, once they reach 20 pitches here, they've got a little kind of magic number there of 20 there. If you go above 20, you got to have a day's rest in here. Don't know what the pitch count is right now, but Turner's thrown quite a few pitches here in the first inning already. Bases loaded for Washington County. They're on top 1-0 early here, top half of the first inning. Washington County, the visiting team tonight. Belleville, the home team. So mound visit's over with. Everybody's getting set back to their positions. Going to bring up the bat for Washington County. Number five, Cam Seeley. So Seeley, a right-handed batter, steps in with the bases loaded. One out. First pitch is on its way. That's going to be in there for a strike. Turner ahead of Seeley. No balls and one strike here. Long look in by Turner. 0-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be outside for ball one. Count will even up. One ball, one strike. Bases are loaded for Washington County here. One out in the top half of the first inning. 1-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to be up high for ball two. Two balls and one strike count now on Seeley. The 2-1 pitch is on its way outside back to the screen. Everybody's going to hold up there. Not a lot of room back to the screen behind home plate here. It's going to take a little bit of bouncing around for the ball for anybody to score on a pass ball. Count now goes 3-1, so no place to put Seeley here. So 3-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be hit back to the pitcher. They'll come home for out number one. They'll try to throw over to third for the second out, but only one out. So they'll get the runner at home plate for out number two. Bases will remain loaded for Washington County. Going to bring up to bat for Washington County, Tanner Schrader. Schrader, another left-handed batter for Washington County. As he'll step in against Turner here. First pitch is on its way to Schrader. Going to be down low for a ball. So one ball, no strike count, two outs. Bases still loaded for Washington County. They lead it 1-0 in the top half of the first. Pitch is on its way. This is going to be hit. Second baseman dives, knocks it down, unable to make a play. That's going to score two runs for Washington County. As they overthrow the catcher and play down here at third base, and Celia Slate safe sliding in at third. So two runs score for Washington County on the single by Tanner Schrader. Cam Celia end up over at third, and Schrader will pull in the second base on the overthrow. So that's going to push the Washington County lead out to 3-0. Going to bring up to bat Grady Curtis. First pitch swinging and miss for strike one. So no ball, one strike count on Curtis. Three runs in for Washington County here in the top of the first. 0-1 pitch is going to be outside for a ball. So that'll even up the count at one ball, one strike. Runners over at second and third base for Washington County. Two outs in the inning. So 1-1 pitch is on its way to Curtis. Swung on and foul tip into the catcher's glove for strike two. So count one ball, two strikes now on Curtis. So 1-2 pitch is on its way. That's going to be up high for a ball. Even up the count at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 count, two outs, two runners on. Curtis steps back in. Turner's on the rubber. The 2-2 delivery's on its way. It's going to be down low for ball three. That'll run the count full. Three-two pitch on its way now. Swung on and missed by Curtis for strike three. So that'll do it for Washington County here in the top of the first. But they're able to score three runs and take a 3-0 lead. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods & Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods & Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
And welcome back. We're out here in Burton, Texas for minor league baseball action coming at you. Washington County and Belleville. Washington County with the early 3-0 lead. Leading it off for Belleville is Brooks Dornan, and he'll foul the first pitch back into the screen for strike one. So Holden Hale on the mound for Washington County, left-handed pitcher. Dornan, left-handed batter, takes strike two on pitch number two. So quickly 0-2. So Hale's 0-2 pitch is on its way, and that's called strike three. So three pitches and strikeout for Holden Hale to start it off here for Washington County. Going to bring up the bat for Belleville, Major Cole. So Cole steps in from the right side, facing the left-handed pitcher, Hale. First pitch is on its way, swung on and missed for strike one. So 0-1 pitch coming. Going to be up high for ball one, so that'll even up the count at one ball and one strike. So 1-1 pitch. Going to be swung on and missed for strike two. So 1-2 count now. Pitch is on its way. Swung on, fouled back right at me here. Had some fans jumping a little bit behind me. I stayed steady as a rock on that one, though, for y'all. So count stays one ball, two strikes. One out here. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. 1-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be up high for ball two. So count will even up at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 count, one out. 2-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be up high for ball three. So three ball, two strike count now on Major Cole. Two-hole batter for Belleville. 3-2 pitch coming. Going to be down low for ball four, so Cole will draw a walk. He'll hit over to first base. Going to bring up to bat for Belleville number 11, Stephen Turner. Washington County with the 3-0 lead as we play here in the bottom half of the first inning. Runner over at first base, one out. Pitch on its way to Turner, down low for a ball. So Turner steps back in. Hale working out of the stretch. Throws fouled off down the right side, out of play. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. So 1-1 count, one out. 1-1 pitch is swung to second base. Second baseman up with it. Flips the second for one. Back to first, not in time. So Cole out at second base on the 4-6 put out. Turner pull into first base on the fielder's choice. Going to bring up to bat for Belleville, Tayton Besselman. Besselman, a left-handed batter, going to face the left-handed pitcher, Hale. First pitch on its way, going to be up high for a ball. The one ball, no strike count, 1-0 pitch on its way, in there for a strike. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Runner over at first base for Belleville, one out. Pitches on its way. It's going to get away from Wilkie and hit it down to second base. It'll be Turner. So it's going to take the count out to two balls and one strike. So 2-1 pitch on its way. This swung on and fouled out of play over the screen. Evens up the count, two balls and two strikes. Hale looks in, 2-2's on its way. This is swung on, hit out into the outfield. Going to split the outfielders and roll all the way to the wall. So scoring on this will be Turner. And Besselman will pull into second base with an RBI double. Going to cut the Washington County lead to 3-1. So hard hit line drive out there to left center field. Splits the left fielder and the center fielder. Gets all the way out there to the fence. So that's going to bring up to bat for Belleville now, William Ludeker. Another left-handed batter versus a left-handed pitcher here. So first pitch is on its way, and that's going to be in there for a strike. Washington County leads it 3-1. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Belleville with two outs, runner at second base. One pitch squares around the bunt. It's going to be outside for a ball. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. 1-1 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for strike two. Takes the count out now. One ball, two strikes. Two outs here. Runner over at second base. Hale's 1-2 pitch is going to be in there. Called strike three, so that'll be three outs. But Belleville able to score one run. So your score after one inning of play, it's Washington County 3, Belleville 1. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Today, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Little League All-Stars a successful season.
And welcome back out here to Minor League Baseball tonight. We're over in Burton, Texas tonight. A little bit of change of venue for you. Washington County with the 3-1 lead as we start play here in the top half of the second inning. Steven Turner still on the mound out there for Belleville. It's the catcher sends it down to second base. So leading it off here for Washington County is going to be Django Moffitt. So Moffitt will step in. First batter for Washington County here in the top half of the second inning. He'll step in from the right side of the plate, facing the right-handed pitcher Turner. So Turner's going to look in, get his sign. And first pitch to Moffitt is on its way. Going to be up high for ball one. So beautiful night for baseball out here. Nice cool breeze blowing. 1-0 pitch is on its way. That's up and outside for ball two. Count goes two balls and no strikes on Moffitt as he leads it off for Washington County here in the top half of the second inning. 2-0 pitch is on its way. It's going to be down and gets away from the catcher. Rolls back here to the screen. So three balls and no strikes now to Moffitt. Moffitt batting with the pencil bat. 3-0 pitch is way outside for ball four. So Moffitt with a leadoff walk. Started off for Washington County here in the top half of the second inning. And we're going to have a little visit to the pitcher's mound right here. A little timeout call. See, it's going to settle down. Four pitches for Turner this inning. All four were balls. So coach is going to come out and talk to him a little bit here, settle him down. Up next for Washington County is going to be Brady Wallace. He'll be the next batter to face Turner here. It's Moffitt with the leadoff walk that started out for Washington County here in the second inning. Got a tie game going on behind us there between Weimer and Columbus. They're tied 2-2 in the second inning back there. And conference over at the mound. So Brady Wallace, he's all ready to step in here and get it started for Washington County. And first pitch, Moffitt's going to square around the bunt. He'll pull that back as that ball's up for ball one. So one ball, no strike count. 1-0 pitch on its way to Moffitt. He squares around the bunt. This time he'll offer at it and miss. That'll run the count out to one ball and one strike. So 1-1 pitch on its way. Moffitt again squares around the bunt, pulls it back as that ball goes up high. So two ball, one strike count now on Brady Wallace. square around again, this time outside. So going to push the count out now. Three balls and one strike. Django Moffitt over at first. Brady Wallace up to bat. We're underway here in the top half of the second inning. Washington County leading it 3-1. Squares around again. This time he'll take a strike on the inside corner. So that'll even up the count at three balls and two strikes. So 3-2 count on Wallace. The 3-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on and missed for strike three. It's out number one for Washington County here in the top half of the second. That's going to bring up the back Case Andershack. So Andershack step in from the right hand side of the plate. First pitch is on its way. Swung on and missed for strike one. A runner over at first base. One out now for Washington County. That pitch is going to get away from the catcher. Runner at first will take off for second base, and he'll be in there safely at second base. So count on even up on Andershack. One ball and one strike. So Turner looks in. 1-1 pitch is on its way. That's outside for ball two. So two balls and one strike. Runner over at second base now for Washington County. One out in the inning. So 2-1 pitch is on its way to Andershack. This will be outside for ball three. So three balls and one strike. And Turner's 3-1 pitch is on its way. This is going to be up and inside for ball four. It's going to get away from the catcher. He's going to try and throw down the third. Ball's going to get by, but left fielder there to back it up. Sliding safely in there was Moffitt, so he'll pull in at third base. Andershack will hit over to first base on the base on balls, and that's going to bring up the bat number 12, Bo Mangan. And we got Belleville coach going to come over here and check on pitch count. Pitcher's at 47 pitches right now, so he can stay a little while yet. He's already got some days of rest he's going to have to deal with as the pitch count rules are separated out by the amount of pitches with days of rest. So first pitch on its way to Mangan's going to be swung on and missed for strike one. No ball, one strike count. 0-1 pitch, squares around the bunt. He's going to lay it down. Nice bunt down the third baseline. Pitcher's going to try and pick it up, throw home, but Moffitt comes home and scores. So nice bunt put down the third baseline there by Mangan. So he'll be over at first base. Going down to second base is Andershack. Scoring on the play was Moffitt, so that'll push Washington County's lead out now to 4-1 and take us back to the top of the lineup for Preston Hody. So Hody will step in. Runners over at first and second base. One out. First pitch taken on the inside corner for strike one. So Hody reached on a base on balls his first time up. Swinging on the next pitch, and it's a hard shot down the first baseline, foul. Run the count out to no balls and two strikes. So Turner back on the rubber. 0-2 pitch on its way to Hody. Going to be outside for ball four. Going to have a play down at third. Not in time as the ball kind of gets away from the catcher there a little bit as he spiked one in the turf, throwing it down there. So both runners are advanced on the pass ball. Count goes one ball, two strikes. 1-2 pitch on its way. Swung on, tap foul for, keeps it at one ball and two strike. A little update from Major Softball over in Giddings. The Washington County Major Girls are up 4-0 in the top half of the fourth inning. So Washington County Major Girls winning over there in Giddings tonight. 1-2 pitch swung on by Hody, hit foul. Field it down there by first base coach. Picks it up, tosses it back into play. reset, do it again. 1-2 pitch on its way. Going to be up and outside for ball two. So that'll even the count up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2 runners on for Washington County. Andershack over at third. Mangan at second. Pitch on its way to Hody. Is going to be taken outside for ball three. So that's going to make the count full now. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 count on Preston Hody. 3-2 is going to be inside for ball four. So Hody will draw his second walk of the night and head on down the first base and load the bases up for Washington County. That's going to bring up to bat Reese Havisher, and we'll have a timeout here. Looks like we're going to have a pitching change. So with that pitching change, we'll send it back to the studio for 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
And welcome back as we've got a pitching change for Belleville. As looks like we're going to have number 25, Tayton Besselman, come in to relieve Stephen Turner on the mound for Belleville. I'll give you a little bit of an update again from the Washington County Major Softball, and they're actually have extended their lead over there in Giddings. They're up 7-0 over LaGrange right now. Playing that game over in Giddings. They moved one of their games over here to Burton the other night. We had that one on KWHI for you. Washington County won that game. So Besselman will be a left-handed pitcher. He'll be facing Reese Havisher as his first batter. Steps in with the bases loaded and one out. So Belleville changing pitchers here in the top half of the second inning. Washington County's got a 4-1 lead. Only one out here, bases loaded. Warm-up's all complete. We're set for some action here as Havisher will step in. Right-handed batter facing the left-handed pitcher. First pitch on its way to Havisher is going to be in there for a strike. So Besselman back up on the rubber. The one pitch on its way to Havisher is going to be up high for a ball. So count goes to 1-1. Bases loaded, one out. We're in the top half of the second inning with Washington County leading it 4-1. 1-1 pitch is on its way, and that's going to be swung on and missed for strike two. So that'll take the count out to 1-2. So 1-2 pitch on its way. Going to be just outside for ball two. So evens up the count at 2-2. So 2-2 pitch on its way. Going to be outside again for ball three. So count now full. Bases loaded. 3-2 pitch coming to Havisher is up high for ball four. So that'll walk in a run. The scoring will be Case Andershack from third. Mangan will move over to third. Hody will pull in the second, and Havisher over at first base on the base on balls. Going to bring up to bat Case Knezik. So Knezik, his first time hit to a fielder's choice. First pitch to him is going to be in the dirt. Gets back here to the screen. So one ball, no strike count, one out, bases loaded for Washington County. Lead it now 5-1. 1-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be in there for a strike. So that'll even up the count at one ball and one strike. So 1-1 pitch is on its way to Kinezik, and he'll take that one inside for ball two. Takes our count out to two balls and one strike. Two-one pitch on its way up high. Runner's going to come home, throw at the plate, and he'll be in there in time as Mangan will score. Cody will move up to third base. Havisher pulls in the second base. So takes the count out to three balls and one strike now. Washington County now with a 6-1 lead here in the top half of the second. 3-1 pitch on its way. Swung on, line drive out to center field. Base hit. That'll score one. Coming around second base will be Havisher. Throw is not in time as he slides underneath the tag. So RBI single for Case Kinezik. He's going to drive in two runs, and he'll advance to second base on the throw home. Close play at the plate here, but Havisher able to slide underneath the tag. Scores the eighth run there for Washington County. They pull out to an 8-1 lead down. That's going to bring up Holden Hale. First pitch swinging. He'll tap that one foul here to the screen. So still only one out for Washington County here in the top half of the second inning as they lead it 8-1. So Kinezik over at second base. Hale swings. Hits a deep fly ball to right field. That's going to one-hop the fence. He's around first, hit it to second. Scoring on the play will be Kinezik. He's rounding second, hit it to third, and he will slide in with a triple. So RBI triple for Holden Hale. Now that's going to push our score out to 9-1 now, Washington County. Brings up to bat Graham Wilkie. So Wilkie steps in. He'll take a pitch in there for strike one. So Wilkie drew a base on balls his first time up. Next pitch swinging, a little tapper over to third base. Going to get by the third baseman. That's going to score Hale from third. So kind of beat that one down in the turf. Gave it a big old hop over there. Third base gets by the third baseman out into left field for a base hit out there. That's going to bring up to bat for Washington County now, Cam Seely. First pitch to Seely up high for a ball. Score now, Washington County 10, Belleville 1. So 1-0 pitch on its way to Seely. He's going to be outside for a ball 2. Two ball, no strike count. 2-0 pitch is on its way. Going to be in there, called strike. Takes the count out. Two balls and one strike. So 2-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to get by the catcher. Wilkie's going to scoot on down to second base on the pass ball. They're going to take the count out to three balls and one strike on Cam Seely. 3-1 pitch is on its way. That's in there, called strike two. So three ball, two strikes, one out, and runner over at second base. Top half of the second, Washington County leading at 10-1. Pitch is on its way. That's going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So Celia will be out number two for Washington County. It's going to bring him to bat number 77, Tanner Schrader. Schrader had a single his first time up. Got a little time out here. Coach going to go check on Wilkie over there at second base. So reaching down there, grabbing his leg a little bit. And looks like we're going to have a pitching change for Belleville here. So with that pitching change, we'll take 60 seconds for a word from our sponsors.
Wherever life is taking you, starting a business, buying a home, or managing your money on the go, Citizens State Bank is here for what's next. With modern digital tools, convenient services, and a team that knows you by name, we make banking fit your life. Backed by local people, local decisions, and over 100 years of trust. Learn more at csbtx.bank. Citizens State Bank, here for what's on your horizon. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
And welcome back. We're out here in Burton, Texas. We got minor baseball action going on for you tonight. Washington County up 10-1 here as we're in the top half of the second inning. On the pitch for Belleville is going to be Major Cole as he'll come in and relief here as Washington County's jumped out to the 10-1 lead here and still batting with two outs. Runner at second base. Up to bat's going to be Tanner Schrader. He's 1-for-1 on the night. Had a single back in the first inning. Drove in a run. So it looks like we're all set, ready to go. Schrader's coming up to the plate. He'll step in, left-handed batter. Going to face the right-handed pitcher, Major Cole, for Belleville. So first pitch from Cole is on its way. It's going to be way outside for a ball. Wilkie's going to try and scoot up to third base, and throw is going to get by. And so Wilkie, a pop-up, and he'll score on the error down there at third base. Going to bring home the 11th run for Washington County. That'll push it out now to 11-1. So Schrader back in with a one ball, no strike count. Cole's pitch is on its way. That's up high for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. So Cole with the windup delivery, and that's outside for ball three. So three balls and no strikes now on Tanner Schrader. Cole with the 3-0 delivery, up high for ball four. So Schrader will take a walk down there at the first base. He's on for the second time tonight. Going to bring up to bat for Washington County Grady Curtis. So Curtis will step in from the right side of the plate. Two outs, runner over at first base. And first pitch is on its way. It's going to be in there for a strike. So Cole to Schrader threw four straight balls. He starts off Curtis here with a strike. 0-1 pitch on its way from Cole. That's going to be on the outside corner for strike two. Count now goes to no balls and two strikes. So Cole's 0-2 delivery going to be outside for ball one. I'll take the count out to one ball and two strikes. Curtis back in the box. 1-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be up high for ball two. The count goes even now. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner over at first base. We're in the top half of the second inning. Washington County leading at 11-1. 2-2 pitch on its way. He's going to be behind Curtis. He's going to duck out of the way of that one. A little shifty move there by Curtis not to get hit by the pitch. Pushes our count out to three balls and two strikes. So Cole's 3-2 delivery is on its way. Right down the middle for strike three. So It'll be the third out of the inning for Washington County, but Washington County able to put 8 runs on the board in the inning, and they lead it after 1.5, 11-1, and we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournament this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at tilghmanhomes.com. To make your building visions come to life.
And welcome back. Minor baseball action out here in Burton tonight as Washington County leads Belleville 11-1 as we start the bottom half of the second inning. Leading off for Belleville will be Hayes Litke, and he'll take the first pitch in there for strike one. So Holden Hale on the mound for Washington County, left-handed pitcher. Leakey, a right-handed batter. Oh, one pitch is on its way. That's going to be just up and outside for ball two. Pitch didn't miss by much. So evens up the count. One ball, one strike. 1-1 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for strike two. So count runs out to 1-2. So 1-2 pitch on its way. That's going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So out number one for Washington County here in the bottom half of the second inning. Going to bring out the bat for Belleville, Vincent Carias. So first pitch from Hale is on its way. Going to be just off the outside part of the plate for ball one. Count 1-0. 1-0 pitch on its way. Going to be swung on and missed. Evens up the count at 1-1. So 1-1 pitch coming. Going to be swung on and missed. Strike two. So 1-2 count now. Vincent Carias. He's bats here for Belleville in the bottom half of the second inning. Hale's 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. So two outs now in the inning. Going to bring up the bat for Belleville, Payson Parrott. So Parrott will step in here from the right-hand side as he gets into the batter's box. Two outs for Washington County here in the inning. First pitch swung on, fouled right back to the screen for strike one. So count, 0-1. Two outs here for Belleville in the bottom half of the second inning. 0-1 pitch in there for strike two. So quickly 0-2. The 0-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be up high for a ball. Chase the count out to 1-2. Two outs in the inning. Nobody on. Washington County leads it. 11-1 here. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. And that'll be strike three. So Hale, a strike out the side here in the bottom of the second. So for Belleville, no runs. And your score at the end of two, it's Washington County 11, Belleville 1. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
This Father's Day, H-E-B is your go-to destination for celebrating Dad in the best way. From premium steaks and grilling essentials to craft beers, snacks, and sweet treats, H-E-B has everything you need to fire up his day. find great gifts too, like grilling tools, sauces, and more. Whether he's a king of the grill or just loves a good meal, H-E-B helps you make it memorable. Show Dad how much he means with the best from H-E-B, because this Father's Day, no one does it bigger or better than Texas's favorite store.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
And welcome back out here to minor baseball action as Washington County leads it 11-1. And just a reminder, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. So leading it off for Washington County here in the top half of the third inning, it's going to be Django Moffitt as he steps in, and he's going to take one behind him. He'll duck out of the way. So Major Cole still on the mound for Belleville. Came on in relief in the top half of the second inning. Third pitcher on the night for Belleville. And the 2-0 pitch is on its way. It's going to be down low for ball three. So Cole with a 3-0 count. Django Moffitt batting for Washington County here. Leadoff batter in the top half of the third inning. So 3-0 pitch is going to be in there for strike one. So Cole with the windup and the 3-1 pitch. Up high for ball four. So Moffitt will get a leadoff walk to start us off here in the top half of the third inning. Going to bring up to bat for Washington County, Brady Wallace. Wallace will step in with a runner over at first base. Nobody out. Cole's first pitch to him is going to be up high for a ball. Snagged there by the catcher.
Patience. Be patient. You got it.
So Cole will get back up on the rubber. 1-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be swung on. A little tapper down to the third base side. Going to be trouble here. Third baseman picks it up. He won't have a play. So infield single for Brady Wallace. Going to send Moffitt over to second base. So runners now at first and second for Washington County. Nobody out. Brings up to bat Case Andershack. So Andershack will step in from the right side of the plate. Cole with the delivery on the first pitch, and that's going to be a little bit inside for ball one. So one ball, no strike count on Andershack. Batting here, runners at first and second base. Nobody out. We're in the top half of the third inning. Next pitch is going to be in there on the inside corner for strike one. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. Washington County leads it over Belleville, 11-1 right now. We're in the top half of the third inning. 1-1 pitch is on its way. It's going to bounce up there. Catcher does a good job stopping the ball. So it takes our count out to two balls and one strike. So Cole's 2-1 delivery is going to bounce in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher this time, and runners are going to advance up to second and third base on the pass ball. It's going to take the count out to three balls and one strike now on Andershack. 3-1 delivery. Going to be in there for strike two. So counting out three balls and two strikes.
You got it, man.
So 3-2 pitch on its way up high for ball four. So that'll load the bases for Washington County here in the top half of the third. It's going to bring up to bat Bo Mangan. Mangan 1-for-1 on the night, had a single back in the second inning. So Cole with the delivery. First pitch is on its way. Going to be outside for ball one. Bases loaded here for Washington County. Nobody out. Cole's 1-0 pitch is on its way. Going to be in there for a strike. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. So update from over in Giddings, Washington County, Major Girls on top. Oh, here's Mangan swinging. It's going to hit it to first base. He's going to field it. No play. As the first baseman was able to field it, had no play anywhere, so everybody will be safe. So scoring on that will be Moffitt. Wallace will go over to third. Andershack down to second. Mangan's going to pull in the first base on the fielder's choice. Going to take us back to the top of the lineup to Preston Hody. So update from over Major Girls Softball over in Giddings. They're in the top half of the fifth inning over there. Washington County with a 13-0 lead over LaGrange. So Hody will step in. Nobody out. Bases loaded. First pitch is on its way. Going to be down for a ball. Washington County leads it here in Burton, 12-1 over Belleville. We're in the top half of the third inning. So the 1-0 pitch from Cole is on its way. Hody, it's going to be outside for ball two. So two balls and no strikes on Preston Hody. Hody's reached base twice tonight, has two walks on the night. Scored a couple runs. 2-0 pitch on its way. That's going to be in there. Catches the inside corner for strike one. So count runs out to two balls and one strike. Bases loaded. Nobody out. 2-1 pitch on its way. Hody swings. Hits this one down the first baseline. Foul. So that'll even the count up at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 delivery from Cole's on its way. Hody's going to pop this one on. Just foul right behind us here. I was ready to make a play on that, but it's a little bit out of my reach. So 2-2 delivery from Cole. That's going to be outside for ball three. So full count. Bases loaded for Washington County. So Hody back in there. 3-2 pitches on its way. This is down low for ball four. So that's going to walk in another run for Washington County. As Hody will hit on over to first base on his third walk of the night. Andershack over at third and Mangan out at second. Nobody out. Brings up Reese Havisher for Washington County. Havisher's reached twice. He's also had two bases on balls tonight. First pitch is going to be down low, blocked by the catcher. Keeps it at home plate. So Havisher will step back in there. Bases loaded, looking for a hit to score some more runs here for Washington County. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. So two ball, no strike count now. Washington County with a 13-1 lead in the top half of the third inning. So So 2-0 pitch is going to be outside for ball three. So three balls and no strikes on Reese Havisher. And Washington County coach here. I think somebody had their headlights on out there in the parking lot out there. So 3-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be in there for a strike. They scan out 3-1. Nice crowd out here for both teams. It's a big crowd in the stands here. Lots of crowd out there in the outfield watching the game from out there. So 3-1 pitch coming. It's swung on by Havisher and fouled into the screen. Been a many a little league game watched out there from outfield over here at this park. It's a unique setting where you can back your truck up out there and sit on the tailgate and watch a game. So 3-2 pitch on its way to Havisher is going to be down low for ball four. So that'll bring home another run for Washington County. Havisher walked for the third time tonight. And we've got time called by the Belleville coach, and we're going to have a pitching change. So with that pitching change, we'll send it back to the studio for 60 seconds from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed, homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Brookshire Brothers stores and at all Arlen stores.
And welcome back, Minor Baseball out here. We're in Burton, Texas tonight as we've had a pitching change for Belleville. And coming on to pitch for Belleville is going to be number 7. And that is going to be, as soon as I change my scorebook here, number 7 is going to be Gavin Littke. So Littke comes on to pitch. He'll be the fourth pitcher of the night for Belleville. So Washington County with a 14-1 lead here. Still batting in the top half of the third inning. Nobody out. Washington County's got the bases loaded. Stepping up to the plate is going to be Case Knezik. So Knezik steps in. He's 1-for-2 on the night. Had an RBI single back in the second inning. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. So umpire's ready to go. Pitcher's ready to go. We're all set for action. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Washington County 14-1 here in top half of the third inning. First pitch to Knezik is in there for a strike. He's going to skip away from the catcher. Here comes a runner from third base, and he'll score without a throw. So advancing up a base will be Havisher and Hody. He'll be at second and third now. Nobody out. No ball, one strike count on Knezik. 0-1 pitch on its way. Knezik hits a line drive. This is out into the gap of right center field. Right fielder is going to come over and cut it over, but not before two runs will score on that base hit out there to right field. So two RBIs for Case Knezik as he gets a single out there to right field. Scores Reese Havisher and Preston Hody. Pushes the Washington County lead out to 17-1 now. He's going to bring up to bat Holden Hale. Hale is 2 for 2 on the night with a single and a triple. First pitch coming, going to be inside for a ball. Kinesic will scoot out to second base on the pass ball from the catcher. So Washington County up 17-1 here in top half of the third inning. Still nobody out for Washington County. 1-0 pitch on its way. Hale's going to hit this one out to right field. This is pretty deep. Right fielder comes over and makes the catch. Tagging on the play will be Kinesic. So deep fly ball out there to right field is going to be caught by the right fielder. Out number one for Washington County. Tagging up will be Kinesic. Moves over to third base. One out now. Brings up Graham Wilkie. Wilkie's 1 for 1 with a single and a walk. First pitch to Wilkie's going to be just outside for a ball. So 1-0 count on Wilkie. So Leakey looks in. He's got his sign. 1-0 pitch is on its way. Swung on. This is going to be a base hit back up the middle. Well, that'll score another run for Washington County. As Kinesic will score on the RBI single by Graham Wilkie. Going to push our score out to 18-1. Washington County looking to pinch run for Wilkie over there, but only one out. Going to bring up to bat for Washington County, Cam Seeley. First pitch is going to be just outside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Cam Seeley. Leakey's pitch is going to be just down. It's going to get away from the catcher, so Wilkie will scoot on down to second base. Takes the count out now. Two balls and no strikes. Pitch on its way up and in for ball three. So Seeley with a 3-0 count. One out, runner over at second base for Washington County. Pitch from Leakey is going to be just down and out for ball four. So Seeley will draw a walk. He'll hit down to first base. Runners now at first and second for Washington County. Going to bring up to bat Tanner Schrader. So Schrader will step in from the left side of the plate. One out. Runners at first and second base. First pitch coming. Going to be inside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count. One out in the inning. Runners over at first and second base for Washington County. Pitch from Leakey is on its way. That's going to be inside. Going to get away from the catcher. And moving over to third base will be Wilkie. Seeley will move over to second base. Two ball, no strike count on Tanner Schrader. So pitch is on its way to Schrader. That's going to be in there for a strike. And take the count out to two balls and one strike. A 2-1 count, one out, two runners on for Washington County. Next pitch is going to be outside for ball three. So three balls and one strike now on Tanner Schrader. Leedke's pitch is going to be up for ball four, so that'll be a base on balls for Tanner Schrader. He'll hit over to first base, and that's going to load the bases up for Washington County. Brings up to bat Grady Curtis. So Curtis will step in from the right side. Bases are loaded. First pitch is on its way. Swung on by Curtis and hit foul down the left field line. So Curtis going after the first pitch. It's a line drive down the left field line. Foul. 18-1 is our score here. Washington County on top of Belleville. 0-1 pitch swung on and missed for strike two. So no balls, two strike count on Grady Curtis. O-2 pitch on its way, just swung on, it's hit over to third base. Third baseman's going to pick it up, throw home. It's going to get away from the catcher. So a run a score for Washington County on the fielder's choice there by Grady Curtis. Everybody's going to be safe. So base is still loaded. Going to bring up to bat for Washington County, Django Moffitt. So Lidke's pitch is on its way. It's going to be outside for a ball. So one ball, no strike count, one out. Play here in the top half of the third inning. Washington County with the 19-1 lead now over Belleville. Next pitch swung on by Moffitt and fouled back to the screen. So that's going to even up the count. One ball, one strike. Washington County has batted around this inning. Moffitt started off the inning with a base on balls. He's back up for the second time. He's going to hit this one out to second baseman. He'll make the play, but tagging over at third and coming home to score will be Cam Seeley. Moving over to third base be Tanner Schrader. So sacrifice fly there for Django Moffitt. He'll be out number two. Gonna bring up to bat Brady Wallace. Wallace first pitch swing hits a little tapper. Is gonna get by the pitcher. Third baseman picks it up, throws over to first, gonna get by the first baseman. Schrader's gonna score on that. Coming around, Curtis is gonna score. So two more runs for Washington County as Wallace reaches first base on the error by the shortstop. He'll advance over to second base on that. And we're going to have a pitching change here as Belleville's going to make a pitching change. So with that pitching change, we'll send it back to the studio for 60 seconds from our sponsors.
It's a home run!
Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033 or visit their office at 2402 South Day Street. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All right, and we're back here in Burton, Texas, and the coaches kind of messed me up a little bit there. No pitching changes. They just changed some position players out in the outfield, but we're back for action here, and up to bat now is Bo Mangan for Washington County. And he bats here with two outs in the top half of the third inning. Washington County with a 22-1 lead here. So 2-1 pitch, and this is swung on and fouled out of play. So it takes the count, two balls and two strikes.
Right here, bud, right here.
So 2-2 count. Two runners on for Washington County, two out. And that pitch is going to be up high for ball three. So Three balls, two strikes, two outs. 3-2 pitch going to be outside for ball four. That's going to bring us back to the top of the lineup for Washington County to Preston Hody. Hody's walked three times on the night, scored three runs. He'll step in here with bases loaded. First pitch on its way, going to be bounces in there for ball one. The 1-0 pitch is on its way to Hody, swung on and missed for strike one. So 1-1 to count on Hody. 1-1 pitch on its way. Going to be in there. Called strike two. So count now one ball and two strikes. Two outs. Bases loaded. Pitch on its way. Swung on. Line drive. Fouled out of play down the right field line. One-two pitch outside for ball two. Count now two balls and two strikes. Bases loaded for Washington County. Two outs. Pitch on its way. Swung on. This is hit over to second base. Second baseman fields it. He'll throw over to first for out number three. So that'll do it for Washington County here. But Washington County jumps out to the big lead. 22-1 your score after 2.5 innings. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
And welcome back as we're in Burton, Texas for minor baseball. Washington County with the 22-1 lead here as we start the bottom half of the third inning. And we've got a little bit of a pitching change. Nope, we still got Holden Hale out there for Washington County. He's going to be facing Anthony Imwali. And first pitch is going to be up for a ball. So Hale's been effective pitching tonight. Hasn't allowed just the one hit. Double back in the first inning. Next pitch in there for strike one. Evens the count at one ball and one strike. So 1-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be in there for strike two. So 1-2 pitch coming from Hale. Going to be swung on and missed for strike three. Out number one for Washington County here in the bottom half of the third inning. He's going to bring up the bat for Belleville, Gavin Lipke. Left-handed batter is going to step in against the left-handed pitcher, and first pitch catches the inside corner for strike one. So 0-1 pitch on its way. In there again for strike two. Hale just pumping fastball after fastball in there and swung on and missed for strike number three. So that's out number two for Belleville. Going to bring up the bat for Belleville, Cruz Smith. So first pitch down the middle for strike one. So a 1 pitch on its way, swung on and missed for strike two. So 0-2 pitch on its way, going to be just up high for a ball. Take the count out to 1-2. So 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. And that'll do it for our ball game here tonight, as Washington County will win it 22-1 over Belleville. And we'll be back with post-game activities after a word from our sponsors.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top-quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
There's never been a better time than this summer for a metal building project. Whether it's a new steel roof, a storage building, workshop, barn, or barndominium, DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop are here to help. For over a quarter century, DDM has been turning ideas into reality across Texas by fabricating metal building components. Their staff can explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and roof design. Explore the possibilities with their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or visit DDM Custom Metal Buildings location in Brenham or Bastrop.
And welcome back here to Minor Baseball. We're out in Burton, Texas tonight, and Washington County is victorious tonight over Belleville 22-1. A game cut short due to the run rule here in the third inning, but it was all Washington County on the night as Washington County scored 3 runs in the first inning to lead it off. They followed that back up with 8 runs in the second inning. And that took us out after 2 innings. It was 11-1 Washington County. And then Washington County puts 11 runs on the board in the top half of the third inning for our final score, 22-1 tonight. Washington County will now advance, and they'll move on, and they'll play on Monday, 8 o'clock, scheduled for Dahlmeyer Field over at Linda Anderson. Right now, they'll be playing the winner on the game going on behind us here, Columbus and Weimer. Columbus is currently up 5-3 as they're in the fifth inning back there behind us, so probably won't know the who Washington County will play yet, but their next game is going to be at, looks like 8 o'clock on, make sure I get my notes right here. Yeah, it looks like 8 o'clock on Monday will be Washington County's next game. So Washington County, a great pitching performance tonight by Holden Hale as he only gives up one hit. One hit happened to be an RBI double with the runner on, but just gives up the one run. Had on the night total out of the three innings he pitched tonight. Ends up with eight strikeouts on the night, so a pretty dominating performance there by Holden Hale on the mound. And Washington County wins it 22-1, and we'll be back with more post-game after a word from our sponsors.
Take your game to the next level with the elite baseball and softball training facility, The Batter's Box. Introducing private hitting and pitching lessons utilizing Rapsodo Pro Data and Ball Flight technology. Plus, 2026 summer baseball and softball camp registrations are now open. Visit them online to register today. Tryouts for their fall 2026 season will be happening in July. Call 979-830-5515 or go online to BattersBoxBTX.com.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
And welcome back out here to Burton, Texas, as we wrap things up out here. Just a reminder, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit Little League website at www.littleleague.org. Great night out here for Washington County tonight as they win it over Belleville 22-1, and they'll advance in the winner's bracket game. Next up for Washington County will be the winner of the Columbus-Weimer game, and they are still 5-3 in the fifth inning behind us. So Washington County gets that game. That'll be Monday over at Dahlmeyer Field at Linda Anderson Park over in Brenham. I guess if the weather doesn't cooperate, they can always move out here to Burton, as they've been very accommodating to handle some of these games out here. But that's going to be a wrap for us out here in Burton tonight. And once again, your final score, it's Washington County 22, Belleville 1. For Stephen Drain, for Grayson back at the studios punching all the buttons, good night, everyone.
All right, you heard it from Stephen. This broadcast brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Bluebell Creamery, Odie Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, Dominant Associates, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Coach's Insurance, Tillman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, Roach Chevrolet GMC Buick, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Lamarillo's Meat Market, Miller Electric, Pat's Cleaning, Thrive It Financial, Kendra Tile, and Brenham National Bank. Again, the final score was Washington County beating Belleville 22-1. Good job to them. Stay in tune for Little League Around the Clock here on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. This is Grayson, and this has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.